listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and really about having a gospel that's worth dying for. Here, Acts chapter 20, verse 24, we read this. Paul speaking, "But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy in the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." It's an amazingly rich portion of the book of Acts. Paul's heartfelt words to the leaders of the Christian community in the city of Ephesus. Paul had spent about 2 years among them and had left several months before. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Paul spoke with these leaders, and what he had to say was so important that he asked them to walk some 30 miles, that's like 50 kilometers, to meet him. And they did. And in this one sentence, Acts chapter 20, verse 24, Paul described his determination, his estimation, his exertion, and his reception. Let's take a look at those. First, his determination. Paul's determination was expressed in these words, "None of these things move me." Despite the uncertainty of his present circumstances and the shadow of suffering on the horizon, Paul refused to be moved. Rooted deeply in Jesus Christ, he was well past the decision to continue with Jesus. No, he was going to continue. He was determined to be unmoved. Secondly, look at Paul's estimation. He said, "Nor do I count my life dear to myself." Paul did not estimate his earthly life to be of greater worth than faithfulness to God's call on his life. You see, like an accountant, he weighed the credits and the expenses carefully, and Paul decided that he would gladly sacrifice his life for his Lord. Third, take a look at Paul's exertion. He wrote, "So that I may finish my race with joy." Like a runner pushing himself when he sees the finish line in the distance, Paul fully exerted himself. God helping him, he would finish his race and do it with joy. Though he relied on God's strength, he didn't expect God to do it for him as he sat back passively. No, Paul exerted himself. Finally, notice Paul's reception. We read about the ministry which I received from the Lord, Paul said. You see, even though he was aware of his need to put forth his effort, Paul always knew that his ministry was something he received from the Lord. In a sense, it was Paul's ministry. It was his race to run, but it was a received work that he did. Now, I want you also to notice here in this verse that the words, "nor do I count my life dear to myself," or "that I may finish my race," shows that Paul had his death in mind, even at this point. It would be many years until Paul actually died, but he considered what he did with his life right at that moment was worth dying for. So here's a question. Is the gospel you preach worth dying for? The gospel of mere moral reform, hey, that's not really worth dying for. The gospel of save yourself through good works, that's not worth dying for. Few people would really die for the gospel of social action and improvement. The gospel of religious tradition, the gospel of mysticism, of self-esteem, of ecological salvation, or political correctness, none of those gospels are even worth that sacrifice. Yet, there remains a gospel that is worth dying for and living for. It's the true gospel of God's grace, the good news about who Jesus is and what he did to rescue us, especially what he did at the cross and the empty tomb. So today, make sure you're living for Jesus Christ and his gospel, that gospel that's truly worth dying for.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.